the reading brain. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Learning to read means understanding that words are made of combinations of sounds, like knowing that k and at make cat. But according to Guinevere Eden, co-director of Georgetown University's Center for the Study of Learning, this idea doesn't come easily to people who are deaf.
If you look at people who are using American Sign Language, every sign is representative for one word. There are no subunits for the word. And therefore, it's probably very difficult for people who are deaf to understand how to decode text, how to apply those corresponding rules that don't exist in American Sign Language.
That may be why many fluent signers only read at grade school level. Now Eden and colleague Carol Lasasso of Gallaudet University are studying how the brain builds words from sounds. Eden is imaging the brains of both hearing and deaf people as they read words or parts of words off a screen.
You might be lying in the scanner and you would see the word hat, and you would have to either read it as the whole word, or in another condition, you would have to drop the first sound. So hat without the first sound is at.
She says better understanding which parts of the brain are involved in these tasks could eventually lead to ways to help deaf and hearing children become more successful readers. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.